Merci. Yeah, I trust you all remember the lessons and cases I mentioned yesterday. So we'll continue from there. This is, I guess, this is where we left out. Is it, or was it
13, 14,
15? Okay. So it should be, yeah, okay. Just continue a little bit. So lesson 12 is support awareness raising capacity development, and we have a case study of the News Commission where they organized a series of seminars on flood forecasting for all those that are involved in the management of the Meuse and issues on around floods. So that's a way of approaching to make sure that everyone in, that is relevant knows what to do at a certain point. Lesson 13. This links also to the idea that was mentioned yesterday from the updated strategies by Anastina, that we should not try to do everything at once. Adopt a step-by-step approach, iterative approach, and develop monitoring on the way. And we have two case studies here, one on the Kazakhstan-Uzbekistan Working Group on Environment Protection that developed their way of working. They had joint meetings, visited the laboratories, had some studies done, and in this way they could develop the monitoring network as well. And case studies 27, extension of monitoring on the Bio Plateau project, which is a project that deals with two transboundary watersheds, the Maroni between Suriname and French Guiana, and the Oyapock between French Guiana and Brazil. And they developed a cross-border observatory on water and aquatic biodiversity. And it's developing, and step by step they are improving and extending the work. Then lesson 14, engage experts in the institutional structures to make sure that expert knowledge is used in the also in the monitoring and also in the management. And so case study 28, management on transboundary deep groundwater body in the lower Bavarian, upper Austrian Molas Basin, so it's between Germany and Austria. And they developed a bilateral expert group on thermal water, as it was called. Next slide, please. And this is the last lesson in chapter 2. Build on local knowledge, and we have the case study of the Lake Titicaca, where indigenous people were involved in the negotiations to ensure that this knowledge was used, and also to ensure that the local population could benefit, and the management responded to their needs. So that's for now the chapter 2. And we have some questions for you. Are there any unclarities in the text? Are the lessons learned and case studies in the right place? Do you see any mistakes, or are there new developments that we should include? And is there anything important that is missing? So those are basically the questions. And then I give back the floor to Nieuwkoor to chair this. Thank you.